Following the passage of a weekend cold front, we've had a pleasant Monday across the region. Temperatures today are running a few degrees below seasonable levels, and the humidity levels are very low for this time of year. Our dew points are running generally in the 40s and 50s, and again, that dew point temperature indicates how humid it feels. And with dew points well below 60, the air mass is very comfortable once again this afternoon. We are setting the stage up for a cold night across the region. With that dry air in place and high pressure building in from the west, the sky will be mostly clear. We will have some areas of fog form in our typically prone locations, which is near bodies of water and in our river valley locations. Temperatures will fall back into the 40s and 50s. We are likely to see some 30s in the coldest spots in the Adirondacks. As we work into the day tomorrow, that high pressure area will continue to drift off to the east. We'll have a little area of low pressure kind of sneak to our south late tonight into tomorrow morning, and then another area of low pressure begin to approach later tomorrow, and that will likely begin to fill in the clouds once again, especially in areas to the south and west of the capital region, but very likely we'll still have a good deal of sunshine through the day, and temperatures look to be quite pleasant. Generally in the 70s, a few spots south of Albany could touch the 80-degree mark. As we work into the middle part of the week, the pattern starts to turn a bit more unsettled as we see a big trough come in from the west. And with that upper-level trough in place, there is the potential for some shower activity. At this point, it appears that it won't be a washout Wednesday into Thursday. However, chances for showers and maybe some thunderstorms will exist on each day, so we might need those umbrellas once again as we work into the middle part of the week. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear with patchy fog, low in the 40s, some 30s in the Adirondacks. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, high in the 70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear with patchy fog, cool, lows in the 40s, some 30s in the Adirondacks. Tomorrow, partly sunny and pleasant, high in the 70s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear with patchy fog, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, high around 80. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, cool, lows in the middle to upper 40s. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny with low humidity, pleasant, high in the middle to upper 70s. Region-wide on Wednesday, variably to mostly cloudy, an increasing chance for showers or thunderstorm, highs mainly in the 70s. And on Thursday, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms and highs in the 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.